So this morning I was thinking about how I would tie into another lesson. I was thinking to myself and kind of thought what Jonah did. Pretty much said no to God. My second lesson this morning is saying no. Text for this morning's lesson, I started out with a parable. We'll see in Matthew 21, verses 20. And it's, well, sons. And he came to the first today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But he repented. And he came to the second and said, likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir. And went not. Whether of twain of them did the will of his father. This parable, a father made a specific request of his two sons. He told them what to do. Go work. He told them when to work. What day? Today. And he told them where to work. In my vineyard. The sons gave two opposite replies. The first said, I will not. The second said, I go, sir. Afterward, the first who said, I will not, repented and went. The second son, who said, I go, sir, went not. He said no to his father. In this parable, the father represents God, and the vineyard represents the church. The primary lesson of this parable, say no to God. Changed over the centuries. People are still saying no to God. Let's study some facts about first, who is this they are saying no to? They're saying no to God, not man. Creator, Chapter 1, verse 26 says, And God said, Let us make man in our own image, and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over everything, every creeping thing upon the earth. Acts 17, verse 23 says, For I was passed by and beheld your devotions. I found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God, whom you therefore ignorantly worship, Him I declare unto you. Also, God is our sustainer. In Psalms 55, verse 22, Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. God is the one who loves us. John 3:16, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten, in 1 John 4:19 says there, we love Him because He first loved us. God is holy, just, pure, all-powerful, the wise God of heaven and of earth. How could anyone say no to Him? To God and yes to Satan. Lose your soul. Matthew 16 there in verse 26 says, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Secondly, this morning, why do some men say no to Him? Because some are seeking Let's all turn and read 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5. You could pretty much cover it all. It says there, for know also, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own habits, disobedience to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth, false accusers, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Love the present world more than they love God. Here in 2 Timothy 4, verse 10, we see the Apostle Paul preaching, being cast in prison, talking about Demas had forsaken me, having loved this present world. Men are lovers of pleasure, power, profit. They choose to say no to God. Men still want these things, and God had better not interfere. The majority in the world have a priority problem. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33 says there, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take no thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day that is the evil thereof. Others say no to God out of ignorance. I'll be reading verse 30. Times and this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Many don't know God or His will for them. Say no. John 7:17 says, if any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. To say yes would demand too much of them. They can say, I can't live it. They are stubborn, would have them say, I am wrong. God is right. Wiser than God. 1 Corinthians 19 and 20 say, "Therefore it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing under the understanding of the prudent." Where is the wise? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? Many say no because of Satan and sin. Sin is a deadly condition. Very short word. Remember this. A very long sentence. Romans 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin, but the eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ." Satan is a deadly foe. We can read that in 1 Peter 5, verse 8. It says there, "Be vigilant, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may." Both of these call no to God. Thirdly, let's notice some who have said no to God. We can flip every day and look and see how many people say no to God. One instance, the nation of Israel. No to God. Reading 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 19. There, "And ye have this day rejected your God, who Himself saved you out of all your tribulations. And ye have said unto Him, Nay, but set a king over us. Now therefore present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and by your thousands." Here we can see that they wanted an earthly king. Why? We can read about everything in the Old Testament that the kings that they had were bad kings. What did they do with them? They let them into in bondage. Read this morning. You can read the newspaper, look at the news, and see how most of the USA today say no to God. I want to read this Proverbs 14 and verse 34. "This exalted a nation, but sin a reproach to any people." Homosexuality, the same-sex marriages, free condoms in school, atheism in schools, divorce and remarriage. I could go on all day. You could look at the news for yourself and see. Men today still want to do their own thing and definitely say no to God. Even churches say no to God. If you don't believe me, read about it in Revelation chapter 2 and about the churches, Laodicea, Sardis, and the rest of them. Why? Because the departure from the pattern led to apostasy, the Pope, and the Dark Ages. Denominationalism leading to damnation of souls. Some 1,500 religions, probably more. Faith, no baptism, can't fall, right to own belief. One church is as good as another, where this just keeps going and going. liberal churches of Christ are saying no to God this very hour. Human institutions to do the work of the church, sponsoring churches for benevolence and evangelism, social and recreational activities. They want human churches around them. A feel-good religion. It makes me feel good inside. Don't care about the Bible, but it makes me feel good. How sad. If we are not diligent, I will get this word in a minute. Vigilant. I think we are vigilant for God and putting on the whole armor of God. We might just be saying, God. Even some Christians. Remember after the first lesson I talked about this. We were going to touch on it. You said in verse 24. Ephesians 6 and verse 13 says, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in having done all to stand. Support the Lord's work with liberal giving. Let them do it. Somebody's going to bring your children up. And if it's not you, it's society. I will not attend all worship services. Don't want to study my Bible. Don't want to pray. I don't want to win souls for God. The unfaithful will go. There are various ways Christians can. Corinthians 10, verse 12. Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Alien sinners say no to God. The majority answer no to God's plea to be saved. We can read that in Matthew 11, 16. They say no to spiritual blessings in Christ and hope of heaven. In Ephesians 1 and verse 3, it reads, see the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, all spiritual blessings and heavenly blessings. How sad that some would rather die in their sins than to say yes to God. Finally, here are the results of saying no to God. You can read it in Psalms there in verse 17, that nation hell. Sodom and Gomorrah, ancient Rome. The same conditions that caused the fall of America today. Take a good look at the godless countries out there. If you don't believe me, read Revelation chapter. It talks about the candlestick will be removed from the churches. Again, back to the seven churches of Asia in Revelations chapter 2 and chapter 3 are told to repent. Christians today accept God and turn away from them are worse off than before the birth. Listen to this tragic picture of erring Christians who say no to God. Let's all turn. It says in 2 Peter 2 and verse 20. It states, therefore, if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, they are again entangled and overcome, is worse than them than at the beginning. This is a description of those who have hardened their hearts once too often. He will say no judgment. That's the end of my lesson this morning. Go ahead and take out your songbooks. We'll be leading the have the invitation song here in a moment. For the time that I've been able to have here this morning to preach. Remember, we have time and opportunity here this morning for those that aren't Christians to be able to come forward, let God know you care about Him, you love Him, to be baptized. Also, those that have fallen away from God, Christ came here, died, gave His body on the cross for us, that we may have that opportunity to go to Him to have our sins forgiven as Christians. We have that ability. I want to thank everyone here again this morning. If you're subject to the invitation at all, come forward as we stand and sing.